Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to The Fringe of It,
episode number 23.
A weekly podcast brought to you by me, Charlotte Jacqueline of Betty.
And me, Liv Purvis of What Olivia Did.
Liv, welcome to our penultimate season episode.
I know, how has it come round so quickly? We were literally talking about this last night. We've done 23 episodes. Just said that.
Yeah, what clue gave it away?
I mean, I can't believe we've been doing it. And since February, cold day on February.
For 4 months.
It is really bizarre. I mean, we weren't planning a break, but I think it gets to a point where, you know, you need, all good things need a bit of a break, don't they? You need a bit of inspiration time.
I think the words barrel and scrape come to mind.
Well, all that, but I just can't believe that we've done it for so long. You said it's the longest you've done anything.
Yeah, and then you said apart from being pregnant and carrying a baby, but I would say it's number two in my life.
I know, I'm really proud of us.
Well done, Liv.
Well done, us.
This wasn't supposed to descend into a congratulations, well done segment, but you know, here we are.
This is a
I said congratulations, because I couldn't say congratulatory either.
Self-congratulatory episode.
Okay, I'm just going to move on and ask you what you've been up to since we last spoke.
God, what have I been up to since? Well, I went to a wedding, photographed a wedding with Joe, which was lovely. I love a wedding, as I think I mentioned. And then this week I've been really productive. I feel like I've got my mojo back. I think when I got back from holiday, I was a bit in a bit of a slump, and I think pulling your socks up after going back from anything is quite difficult, and re-motivating yourself, especially when you're self-employed. But I've had a really productive week. I've done scheduled blog posts, I've filmed a video, and I just feel like I feel productive. And I went to a lovely dinner last night to celebrate Caroline Hirons and Space NK working on a very special box. That sounds really ominous. It's not just any box, it's a beauty box. It was Joe's birthday.
Oh yeah, how was Joe's birthday? Was a bit wet, wasn't it?
It was a bit of a washout. And we were meant to be having a barbecue, and Joe was like, under no circumstance am I going to be in the garden barbecuing for everyone in the rain. I was like, no, you're right. Selfish Liv needs to step back a bit.
Were you like, you must have a birthday barbecue, Joe?
And I was like, oh, but we've bought all the food. And he was like, we have a freezer. Instead, what we did is he booked dinner in the evening with his family. And then during the day, I made pancakes, which did take a while. I used a recipe that was like, separate the eggs and you have to whip the egg white into stiff peaks.
For a better pancake?
They were delicious. It did take a while because I didn't have an electric whisk, so it took a lot of wrist action.
A lot of
working the egg, and it was lovely. So we did that, and then we watched a film, and then I fell asleep. I think I don't know whether I mentioned this before. I feel like I might have done, and it's been a lovely week. What have you been up to?
I'm just trying to think what I've been up to, and even looking at my calendar, I can't tell you. We've just been playing it low key at home. I said I didn't want to stray far away from home, and we haven't been. That's about it. We've just been concentrating on June, settling her into nursery, which for any of you out there with or without children, you may think, my God, this takes a long time. But It does, and I didn't know. But next week she's gone from 2 hours to 3 hours, and next week she's going to be there for 6 whole hours of the day.
Oh, little bug, little June bug.
I know. So, and also this week she's been saying words, so she can now say flower, ball, football, and book. So,
Me
and Jack are just freaking out. We are proud parents because obviously, you know, she's a genius.
But you've got to send me these videos. I can't believe I've not seen her saying these words yet.
They're all recorded. I'll send them after this. But yeah, we've just been a bit low-key and then just spending lots of time cooking because, as I said, we were going pescatarian this week and we're over halfway through and we're generally having a great time. We're really enjoying it.
What have you cooked?
Well, a lot of things that revolve around cheese. So we started off with a three-bean chili and there was a few... let's say windy side effects from that. And the top tip that I had from other people, it was really tasty, was to, if the beans are canned, to soak them in water or really, really rinse them because the water can have such windy side effects. What else? We had macaroni cheese. Not too cheesy, but you know.
Not too saucy either, I hope.
Oh, no, we are as a couple united on this front that macaroni cheese can't be too wet.
No, it can't be too saucy. I don't want it to be swimming in the sauce.
Here's a controversial statement. Did I mention it on the podcast where we talked about things we don't like? I don't like lasagna with white sauce.
Oh, I don't know if you did, but I don't mind a little bit of white sauce, but again, I don't want it dripping.
I would, what we do in our house is omit the white sauce and then go for a three cheese option. So then you go for mozzarella to like get the moistness of the white sauce and the spread. Yeah. And then cheddar for, you know, a more intense flavour. And then just, you know, to really hit the high notes of the cheese, parmesan.
Ooh, that sounds nice. I'd like a lasagna in your house.
Yeah, come round for a lasagna anytime you like.
Thank you.
But we will not be serving it with. Jack thinks that all Northerners have lasagna with chips and garlic bread. Doesn't happen.
Not whinging.
Always with coleslaw. Always.
Oh, hell no.
Do you not like coleslaw? We have this.
I do like it, but it's not with lasagna. Lasagna's a salad. We have a bit of a side salad and that's enough. A bit of garlic bread.
No, like a side salad and coleslaw. Coleslaw's part of the side salad.
I mean,
okay.
It's not the weirdest thing you've ever said.
The reason we're having a podcast break is because me and Liv no longer get on.
Yeah. We've got to have words, couples therapy.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're going away over the summer to do. Let's move on to this week's telly talk. Just to let everybody know, Liv's just moved. Now she's laying down on her bed like Cleopatra.
Oh yeah, I just needed to reposition. I knew it was going to be a fruitful episode.
What have you been watching? Well, actually, I know what you've been watching, and it's what we're all here for. It is the end of Love Island. Do you want to go straight into it, or?
I can do. I don't know. Do you know what? The other night, I didn't know what to do with myself at 9 o'clock. I went to bed.
I've talked about affirmation cards before, and I've spoken about how I often I use them. But basically, the affirmation cards that I use, I was on Nicola Ray Wickham, who makes them, on her Instagram the other day, and she said, after Love Island finished, she went on stories and she said, I just want to talk to you all. This is a public service announcement. Going forward, you cannot say you do not have time for ... And she said self-care, journaling, bath time, meditation, because you have carved out an hour every single day for 6 weeks for Love Island. And what are you going to do with that hour now? You need to fuel your soul. And then somebody said, but what if TV is your self-care? And she said, that's absolutely fine. But just think about the fact that for the past 6 weeks, you've given yourself an hour every week.
That's true. I don't think I've ever been so regimented about making an hour in the evening. I've always been like, oh yeah, watch it on catch up, or no, not to worry. But I've been like, right, bathed, eaten, watered, ready for that, and I sit down and I'm watching it, and I've never been like that with anything.
Yeah, so that's what Nicola was saying, and her profile's A Life More Inspired. She's like, whatever it is,
that is a life more inspired indeed.
Yeah, absolutely. She does what she says on the tin. Yeah, just food for thoughts.
Oh, I like that. I went. Oh, do you know what I did do this week? Throwing back a tiny bit, I went for a run.
Oh yeah. How is your I can't even say it. How is your couch to 5K going?
Well, do you know what? I've only done one day. Day two is today, so I need to try and factor that into my day. But it's brilliant. It's like three times a week, and the first day I felt really hard. I hadn't done any exercise for a really long time, and it really reminded me of the bleep test at school. We have to do that.
Oh, I feel like, hang on, my memory palace is digging out some horrible, painful, dusty archives from the back. I feel like this is coming back to me.
Oh, when you have to run, it's like boop, and you have to get to the other side, boop.
Yeah, yeah. Well, why did they do that at school?
I don't know, just to make us suffer.
Yeah, wow, that memory was lodged so far in the back of my mind.
But I felt a little bit like that at one point. I was like, I'm going to cough up blood.
Wow, is that how you felt?
I'm quite unfit. But that aside, it was really good. So you do a 5-minute warm-up, which is 5 minutes of walking. Then you do a minute of running and a minute of half and walking. And you do that six times. And you have a 5-minute cool-down walk. And that's it. And it's like 25 minutes. But I felt so good afterwards. I felt like, yeah, I can do this fitness thing.
What day are you on? Day two?
Yeah.
No, it's fine. I might join you. And I'll tell you why during shopping chat.
Ooh, have you bought some activewear?
I may have purchased some activewear. But let's get back to Love Island. To Telly
Chat. Yes, Love Island.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Here's Liv's Love Island Minute.
Oh, God, it's ended. I loved the last episode, though. Meeting the parents as well. I cried when Danny's gran and grandpa came. Grandpa bruv. I was just, I couldn't bear it. It was so cute. But I'm so happy they won. Thrilled to bits. It was obvious. But I'm glad Laura made it into number two, though, as well. I know she was a bit of a secret. Not a secret, but people didn't think she'd do that well, but I think she deserved it. She really, although they weren't an official couple, I think they really worked for it. Also, I really, really, really love Josh and Kaz. I love Wes still. I'm just sad it's finished. I've been watching all of their Instagrams, like, religiously. It's weird seeing Love Island contestants outside of Love Island, I think, after just doing normal, like, things that me and you do. Also got sent a Love Island water bottle, which I don't know whether that warrants being in my Love Island minute, but I'm very excited about it. And yeah, I'm going to start Love Island series one next week because I've not watched series one or two, so I'm going to do that.
And there's Liv's replacement self-care.
Yeah, and that's it. And I'm not allowed to talk. I guess I can I have a Love Island minute for series one?
No, this isn't a continuation. No.
Oh. Okay, I'm going to start watching things again.
Has anybody started earning some serious dollar outside the Love Island house? Have they started, like, plugging products or anything yet?
I think some of the earlier contestants have. I feel like a lot of people are doing club appearances. I've seen a lot of people on, like, Loose Women and all of that malarkey, going to events. It's very exciting. Well, Rosie, one of the girls on it this year, said she was a solicitor or a trainee solicitor. She earned more from her first month outside the Love Island villa than she did in her full-time job.
That's just like, my mind can't process that.
So she was like, well, why would I not do this? Yeah, and you kind of think, well, yeah, if that's your incentive, then she was like, I trained really hard to be a solicitor, but the payoff was really bad. And I was just like, well,
off you go, spread your wings.
Makes you think.
What have I been watching? Well, I would like to say what I've not been watching. I have a point. I went to watch Nothing Like a Dame on BBC iPlayer and it's not available. It was on at the end of June and I saw my friend Jenny watching it on Instagram stories and I was like, hang on a second, it's got Dame Maggie Smith in, Dame Judi Dench and two other dames.
Oh,
and
real.
They all go to a country house and sit and talk about what it's like to be a dame. And I think
for you.
I know, but it's not available. I just went onto iPlayer and it said this is not available on iPlayer. So if anybody can help me out on that, that would be great because I've never seen a TV show more apt.
That sounds, I didn't even, how have I not even heard of that? Oh,
because the good stuff doesn't get advertised and broadcast. It's all about murders and crime solving and, all those dramas that I just can't watch.
Nothing, yeah, I mean, in fairness, they're the things that I do watch.
Yeah, not for me, nothing like a Dame. So if anybody can get me a copy, that would be great.
Okay, I'll keep my ears to the ground.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. I don't want to start, but I tried to watch Mamma Mia 1. Jack said, I was in a bit of a grump, and he said, I know what might cheer you up. And he said, Mamma Mia 1. And we put it on, we got 38 minutes in, and it had to go off.
What is it about 38 minutes? Because that was apparently the time Nick Grimshaw watched Mamma Mia 2 until he left.
Oh, really? How interesting.
Yeah. But in fairness to you, after watching Mamma Mia 2, Mamma Mia 1 is rubbish in comparison.
So I did, what I always do in times like this, I took it to Instagram and I said, am I alone in really disliking it? I said, tonight I have given Mamma Mia a second go. I gave it a first go over 10 years ago, which made me feel old. Made it halfway through then and switched it off. Tonight I lasted 38 minutes. I don't understand. I love ABBA. I love Meryl Streep and Julie Walters, but I just can't stand it. And so my poll was, am I alone in really disliking it? Yes, you're no ABBA fan, 39%. But 61% said, no, I cannot watch it. And just to give you some numbers, that was 668 people versus 1,048 people. But I'm not saying the majority is always correct because, look at Brexit.
Exactly. I mean, to be honest, watching it back, it is not a touch on the new one.
Well, we're going next week, aren't we, Liv? Liv messaged me the other day and said, can I ask you something? I genuinely was worried. I was like, oh, God, what? And she's like, can I take you to see Mamma Mia 2? The most serious toned message you've ever sent me.
But that's what I thought. I thought if I approach it in that way, you might hear me out.
No, I did kind of, I was like, well, obviously it's something really close to your heart and I need to, if we're going to be in couples therapy, I need to take these things that you like seriously.
Thank you. So yeah, we're going to do that. And then next week, it'll be our final episode. It'll be live. So we'll be able to give a real-time review.
Yeah. And that was the worst link ever. We're not broadcasters. I went to the cinema to see Incredibles 2 yesterday.
Oh, how was that?
So I called my mum up yesterday. I was like, me and Jack really need to get out because we've exhausted Netflix. Absolutely exhausted it. Exhausted Amazon Prime. We're out because Nothing Like a Dame isn't available. So I had to leave the house and we loved it. We thought it was great. Jack was on the way there. He was talking to me about the first Incredibles. And I was thinking, I don't remember any of this, so I might go back.
I don't remember properly watching it.
Yeah, I just remember Edna and the outfits.
Oh, yeah, I remember her.
But it was great. Two things to say about Incredibles 2 was the animation was fantastic. The skies, there was quite a lot of filming, I don't know if that's what you call it, during sunset, and all the clouds were all really magical, and that's one thing I did notice. I thought it was great. And then the baby, which is called Jack, was me and Jack just kept looking at each other because we just kept going, oh, how can I be in love with an animated baby?
Have you taken June to the cinema?
Yeah, we used to take June to the cinema. We used to take her to baby cinema, to a cinema near Margate called the Carlton, and it was £2.50 for an adult, £3.50 for a luxury seat, and babies were free. And they used to have the lights up a bit and the sound was down low, although once my friend had to email and say, excuse me, can you turn the sound down a bit more because it's awfully loud. But that was great. So they used to fall asleep when they were tiny babies. So it was like, it's when you're first adjusting to being a parent, and it really made me feel normal again, like going out and watching a film. You couldn't really take her. You could probably take her to a toddler screening, but I imagine that would be mayhem.
Yeah, it's like when you see those cinema days advertised with bring your dogs, and I'm like, that's really nice. It's a really lovely concept, but can you imagine a cinema full of dogs all watching something that was probably dogs barking? It'd be like, ah!
I imagine there would probably be just as much unpredictable toilet action as there would be in a baby screening.
I mean, that's the thing. I was like, it's such a nice idea. I'd love to know the success rate of that, though, if anyone's been to a doggy screening.
Yeah, so I might take her to a toddler screening, but I just think it's probably easiest to get a babysitter. But if anybody's got small babies out there and they're feeling a bit, they just want to do something that's normal, check out your local cinema for baby screenings. They actually, lots of local cinemas do them as well for people who have various learning difficulties or disabilities, so that they often do them with subtitles. And I think lots of people with autism go to those other screenings as well. But again, do you want to be lumbered with the babies? The babies are quite quiet. But do check out your local cinema for alternative screenings, because they are there, they just don't advertise them. I don't know why.
Good to know.
What else have I watched this week? Nothing. That's it.
Lovely. Should we move on to shopping then? Are you live unwrapping something?
It's not that exciting. It's my it's my activewear.
I bought some activewear on ASOS this week also. Oh, she's nice.
So this, I've been buying some activewear bras. So my trampoline's here and I started trampolining, but I couldn't find my sports bra. Had to stop. The girls aren't even that big, but they really need containing. So I went on to ASOS and I bought this one. Is a Puma sports bra, a really nice blush color that looks a bit small. I don't know, I'll give that a whirl. And then the other one that I bought was a New Balance one, and it's got those, you know, those really nice straps on the back that all cross over.
Oh yeah, I do like those. Find it a bit hard to get my arms through the right holes though.
You're just like got your head through and you're like, oh no, this isn't the right one. So
your neck's coming out the armhole, you've got your arm, it's like asymmetric.
And then I bought some Nike, because what was hard to find, or generally hard to find, is a cropped legging. In this weather, I don't want
Reebok.
A full legging. Oh really?
I got a Reebok pair on ASOS because I needed a cropped legging for running.
Do runners like to wear cropped leggings?
No, but I just didn't want to wear a long one because my long ones have got a hole in them and
they don't
really fit. When your activewear doesn't fit, I think we've got a problem.
Well, that's, yeah, exactly. So that's that was a live unpacking on the fringe of it, just because I haven't had a chance to open that. I'll try them on later. I'll let you know how we get on. But this, honestly, this Puma bra, if it fits, is really, really nice. It's called the Longline Bra in Peach. I can read the SKU number out if anybody's interested.
I think people will be all right.
Yeah, no, me too. I think I might leave that one. And the other thing that I've been buying is just loads more books. My Mine and Jack's Amazon account is linked and he gets the email confirmations and he's like, you've been buying more books again. I just can't stop. I've opened the floodgates. So I also bought this week Slaying Your Lane by Yomi and Elizabeth. If anybody hasn't listened to the High-Low, they do an author interview special with them both, and that is brilliant, which I've also listened to this week. I have also bought What Time to Be Alone by Chidera, who you can find on Instagram as The Slumflower. What else have I bought? The Good Immigrants. It's edited by Nikisha Shikula. So I don't know who wrote it. I'll let you know more when I've read that one. And then I've also got She Must Be Mad by Charlie Cox, which is social media's answer to Carol Ann Duffy, which takes me back to GCSE. Did you do... what was the other guy?
John Agard.
Oh, no, we had that northern guy. What was his name?
Oh, is it...
Simon Armitage.
Yes.
So I haven't read poetry since GCSE, so I'm really excited about this one.
Yeah, Charlie's brilliant. She's stellar.
So I have got more reading material than I know what to do with currently, but because we're taking a break, hopefully I'll get through it all.
I know, this whole 40 minutes we spend together each week.
It's not 40 minutes though, is it? We talk so much before the podcast starts.
Yeah, it's been an hour already, so quite.
What have you bought?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I bought a really good pair of jeans on ASOS. They're like high-waisted, culotte, kind of pale blue jeans from Stradivarius. $17.99. Such a nice fit. So comfortable and just really well ventilated. So bought those. Then started...
Can we backtrack? Well ventilated as in they've got a wide leg?
Yes, the air can go up.
Right, okay. No, I just wondered where else you were getting ventilation from for a second.
Yeah, no, nowhere else. built-in fans. Also, we're starting to eye up a cord suit on ASOS, like a wine-coloured, like a red wine-coloured cord suit, which is gorgeous. But then I'm like, 29 degrees outside. Is that what I need?
I saw that on your Instagram stories, got excited, but remembered that I am waiting for the Marks and Spencers one to come in, and it's a real geography teacher brown.
Oh, maybe I'll get the red one. You can get that one.
Yeah, and we can kind of like be a girl band, the same but different.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, I just saw that. I also went into Marks and Spencers just to pick up some food bits, but saw they've got so many good shoes at the moment. Oh!
Are they all closed toe still?
Some of them are. One of them's a silver pair that I know you mentioned, which I was eyeing up, and I just thought, Liv, wait. They've also got a great pair of sandals, which are leather, and I've got them in black, but they now come in like a rust brown colour.
Oh, sorry to interrupt. I think when you find a sandal, you've got to get it in two colours.
Oh, and it's so nice. And it's a really good shoe for like transitional periods. So it's kind of like, it's a sandal, but it's in an autumn colour.
I'm not talking about transitional seasons because it's not happening. Summer is staying forever.
I know. Well, I was telling you about the weather in Spain at the moment. Very hot.
40 degrees.
I mean, good Lord.
I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
I know. Me and Joe were saying you'd go to the cinema, wouldn't you?
Oh, no. Sorry, I forgot that this is what I needed to tell you. We went to the cinema, obviously, to see Incredibles 2. I have never been hotter.
Really?
Yeah.
When I saw Mamma Mia 2, they didn't have any aircon working, but there was a notice saying, if it's too hot for you, come out, we'll give you a refund.
Yeah, within 15 minutes.
Yeah.
This had no notice, and I was so hot. And then Jack was sat on the end. I should have sat on the end because I was getting hot and bothered, and he kept looking at me the entire way through, looking, being like, are you okay? And then next to me came, I mean, generally people sitting next to me in the cinema, I'm not really up for it anyway, but it was, you know, it was 2-for-1 Wednesday. And then this guy sat down. I mean, he can't have been more than 18, maybe 19, with 2 pint glasses full of beer.
What time was this?
It was, the screening was 8:10. But what are you doing? Having 2 pints while you're watching a film? And then he just got louder and louder and louder as the film went on where I had to interject and say, shh.
Did you? Oh, God, I'm proud of you, but wouldn't have done that.
I know, it stopped me everything, like tapping him on the arm and saying, oi.
Oh, God. What did he say?
Nothing. He knew. He knew he was being out of order.
He knew.
2 pints. The film was only 1.5 hours long. If I drank 2 pints during that, I think I would have been naked dancing on chairs.
Crikey.
I think his tolerance is better than mine.
Well, clearly.
But, yeah, shall we move on to this week's discussion?
I know, I felt like that really fizzled out then, didn't it? Like, oh, yeah, well, okay, should we move on?
Well, we can cut it, blimey.
Okay, blimey. Right, what is this week's discussion, Charlotte?
It's kind of a reflection piece. As it's the penultimate episode, which I don't think we've mentioned at all, next week's recording is live at the Hoxton. We're going to talk about being your own best friend. But this week's, we kind of wanted to talk about the podcast and the highs, the lows, the peaks and the troughs.
Yeah, I feel like we've been reflecting on it, but it's actually quite nice to make it a bigger conversation because I think when we started it in February, we had no expectation at all of what to expect from doing it. It was very much like, when I started my blog, it was a hobby. I didn't expect it to be a career. And I think that's how we found it with the podcast. You're like, oh, we'll do it. It'll be fun. And then suddenly we're doing it every single week. And it's just been such an experience.
It's been such a good experience. Positive, nothing but positive. But I messaged Liv this week just saying like how proud I was of us for actually doing something for 22 or 23 consecutive weeks. And most importantly, starting something and then getting better. Because I was writing the show notes for last week's episode. And I was so proud of them because it's the first week I've actually done extensive show notes with links. And it's something actually we're going to go back and we're going to do during our break is go and put proper show notes on everything. But we were just learning. It's like when I started doing Betty, I had no idea how to run a magazine, distribute a magazine. We had no idea about podcasting.
I think that's it. And I think that's why, you know, this, like, especially when we started, we were like, oh, we'll do it every 2 weeks. And like you're in Margate, I was in like Bromley. And I think it's only since doing it, like, it's such a lot of work, and we knew it was going to be a challenge, but I think that's why there's been more Skype calls than we anticipated. That's why it's, 'cause it's been such a learning curve. Like, we're learning with the sound, like, we both bought mics, we didn't know how to use them, and it's been very much like doing things as and when they come, because we didn't expect to have any listeners.
We really didn't. I think what's interesting as well was getting to know a new medium. And actually, yeah, it's a lot different from writing. It's a lot different from video, because you are only communicating with your voice. So it does help if you can get your words out. And I think learning the medium, if you go back and listen to the first episode, we're talking so fast. We're like two excitable children, because having dead air, you think, is a really bad thing. Actually, when you listen back, those silences are quite helpful and you don't even notice them,
and they're natural as well. I think we've done it in a way that we you know, we're not perfect with everything we say, but it's like having a chat with your friend. Like, there are moments with imperfections, there are moments where you might not know a name or you might not get your facts totally right, but I like to pull that off as being part of the authenticity of it, where it is just that those candid moments that you're just trying to get down.
I think I read a tweet. I was just about to say, I feel like my research and planning has got better. Then she's going to mention something that I have absolutely no reference for. But somebody tweeted, oh, I wish people would be really careful with ums and likes and things like that. And then the internet got on them and just said, no, because that's authentic. You know, when we're talking about sometimes difficult things, I will use or anything to kind of, I'm processing my thoughts as I'm talking.
And it's hard to articulate yourself. I think that's something we've learned. I think when we started, we were both, this is probably the biggest lesson actually, when we started, I think we were both very afraid of being too vocal with anything, because there is that inherent fear of not being liked and coming across badly or having too much of an opinion. And I think it obviously extends further than just a podcast, but it's those things that you're so worried about saying the wrong thing that you'd rather not say anything. And I think that's something, especially towards the latter episodes, we've definitely come to say, well, we'd rather say the wrong thing. Yeah, like we were discussing last week, apologise for it, but still talk about things that we feel are important and still try attempt to articulate those things, opposed to just keeping quiet or being really vanilla or being very PG about things, because sometimes the most important things in life aren't, you know, sugar-coated.
Yeah, I think I didn't anticipate finding my voice during this podcast. And I think for anybody out there thinking about starting anything, a podcast, a book, a blog, a video series, even a diary for yourself that nobody else reads, is you start to find your own voice, and then start to craft it, really. I genuinely think it's taken us 3 months to find our feet with this, at least.
Yeah, 100%. And I know that, like, we were talking about the next series and how we're going to structure that a little bit. And
structure.
Our structure. But there's so much learning to be done. And it's so hard to not apologise and be like, oh, I'm sorry if it wasn't perfect. But nothing is in the early days. And it's perfect with all its imperfections. But I do feel like it's been such a brilliant learning curve, and I hope that people can see that in a way, in that we didn't start it and it wasn't polished from the word go, but I like that about it.
So definitely, you know, we could be doing this podcast for 2, 3, 4, 5 forever, for, you know, 5 years or forever, they're your options. And so in the grand scheme of it, you know, the first 3 months, that's a probation in a job, if, you know, if this was an actual real job, which is...
Do you think we'd get sacked?
I mean, I think I might have to have a few words of areas of improvement. I want to talk to you about my favourite episodes and your favourite episodes.
Yes.
I'm gonna pick out three.
Okay, you go first.
They may be the same as yours though, so, you know, feel free to claim them too. My favourite one was the first one. It has to be the first one.
Yep, 100%. Of course it was.
It was the first one. I think that's what I'm saying when we're talking about finding our voice and saying things not to be liked. I mean, the first episode wasn't controversial, but discussing friendship. And then we just, I don't know, we both just really got into it.
I thought that was the one that inspired everything else. It really inspired the fact that you can have these candid, unplanned talks about topics that affect so many people. And they don't have to be scripted. They don't have to be rehearsed. And they do talk to so many people. And I think that was the episode that really forged the community that we've built on, like, the Facebook group, and the amazing women that have all come to be really vocal and talk to each other and hang out. And that was the one that I was like, oh my god, aren't women bloody brilliant?
Yeah, I think the Facebook group has to give themselves a round of applause. The amount of people in there who have come on there and introduced themselves and be like, I'm looking for a mate, anyone available? I mean, I just, at the beginning of the year, if you told me that, I would have been like, what? Nah.
Yeah. And the courage of people and the honesty and the openness people have been in that group has been so amazing and inspiring. I felt so inspired so many times reading posts and approving posts. And it's been that post, that first episode, and knowing it would lead to all those things. I feel that was one of the biggest things to me as well.
I love the first episode, and the first episode is still so relevant, especially for me. I've just moved towns. I'm still looking for friends. So I actually went back the other day and just kind of wrote a list inspired by that podcast of places that I could potentially look for new friends, like joining clubs, joining groups. I've tried a few apps, not really sure they're for me, to be honest. I don't know what I'd do if I was on dating apps. They're... I hope that doesn't sound patronising, but just making a snap judgement on people is really, really unnatural. In fact, I might go back and listen to the first episode and take even more advice.
You are your own best advice giver sometimes.
I know, this just sounds like I'm blowing smoke and congratulating ourselves. It's taken a bit of a tone of I'm not saying congratulatory again. My next favourite episode was the money one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Not just because you got to sing ABBA, but I think it's talking about these taboo subjects, because the great thing about the first episode, it necessarily wasn't so much the friendship note that struck a chord with everyone. It was the loneliness chord.
Yeah.
And the one with money, it's just the taboo subjects that we don't talk about.
100%.
Love the money one. And then I think my favourite one, it's a little bit boring, but I really like discussing buying and renting.
Yeah, it's important.
I just love talking about buying and renting. And I feel like that episode could be an underdog. So do feel free to go and listen to that one.
It's still there for you to listen to.
I do enjoy the catch-up episodes. I really enjoyed last week's. I think episode 14 we did a catch-up as well. Sometimes that's quite fun, just to chat and see where it goes.
Yeah, 100%.
What about you? What's your top three?
I love friendship. That's probably my favourite. Also loved our chat about body image, because I feel like that was another topic that I think we were both a bit cautious and wanted to be quite sensitive about. But I think the way it was approached, we did do a really, like, hopefully we did quite a good job of it. And I think we both had different perspectives. And it was another episode that we did where we both had different perspectives on something, but were able to talk about it in a really balanced way and a really kind of way which I think is really important. And that was like, again, it's those other lessons that you take away from it and being able to talk about things that can be quite difficult online, but doing it in a way that's balanced and not patronising and no one's wrong. And I think that was a big of a learner.
I think that's my biggest lesson of all over these 4 months, is that no one's wrong. They can have differences of opinion and you can feel quite strongly that somebody's opinion is wrong, but at the end of the day, it isn't. And it's creating a safe space to talk about different topics.
I think that's something that I know we want to take into the next season as well, is just creating that safe space to talk about things and knowing that you're not wrong if you have a different opinion, and it's just being able to have those discussions. I think it's something I've spoken about a lot in real life as well, and you know, with politics, for example, I think you can't fight fire with fire, and it's being able to talk about things even if you are passionate about them in a way that is educating the other. So whether we both have different opinions, but it's talking to each other and both educating each other on our different opinions and making it a clearer space as well.
Yeah, and I think that talking to people in a polite way about educating your opinion, I don't know, I just feel like this podcast has opened up so many like trains of thought for me that now I'm like, oh, I actually, through the podcast, want to educate my opinion more about certain topics.
Yeah, and that's the thing we want to learn. And I think, you know, for the next season, we're going to hope to bring in some guests and actually make it a bigger conversation, have people that are really informed on these topics and revisit some of the things you've spoken about and, you know, talk to people that know their stuff and, you know, broaden that conversation with actual experts, because we are just two friends kind of muddling our way through it. So it's nice to be able to do that with someone that is informed and can educate us, because we need educating.
Absolutely. We do not know it all. Or at least not even half of it, I don't think. But so next season, how it's going to... Oh, sorry, have you got a number three favourite?
I really loved episode 3, which was defining success and ambition.
Oh, yeah.
That was another really good one for me, because that's something I feel really passionate about, and I think the lines on that are quite blurred, and I just loved being able to talk about something I felt quite confident in.
Yeah, I feel like I want to go back and pick my top three again, but I won't. So next season, how it's going to work. So we're going to take a break on, let me get my calendar out. So as we've mentioned several times, on the 8th of August, there is going to be a live recording at the Hoxton Hotel. And that is going to be the last episode for this season. We're going to release that on the 13th of August. And then we are not going to record another episode until week commencing the 3rd of September, and that episode is going to be out on the 10th of September. So you're going to have a bit of a break from us.
I know. I feel like I need to do like some show notes of other things people could do to fill the little noisy void.
Well, we're going to go back and do the show notes properly, so you could go back and read our show notes and click on all the links.
Yeah, all the links.
But we're going to have guests on. We've got a list of guests. That's probably really annoying in your ear. We've got a list of 10 people that we would like. There's going to be 15 episodes next season plus a Christmas special. Now, it might be too soon to talk about Christmas in August, but if anybody has any thoughts on the Christmas special, we're all ears, because we'd like that to be a mighty fine production.
I know, we want to do a Christmas party, and we want to do Christmas sandwich tasting, and I'm very passionate about it.
And I really want... What are those, like, foil-fringed curtains?
Oh, yeah, they're easy to get hold of. I've got some in my loft. Pull them down.
I want it to look a little bit like the Love Actually.
Oh, yeah, a bit of tack.
Yeah, yeah. Wonder if Hugh Grant's available, or Colin Firth.
I mean, Colin Firth, I'll put a word in. I'll get my people to talk to us people.
Okay, so it's August, September, October, November. We've got 5 months to get Colin Firth
for the Fringe. Okay, maybe we'll do a campaign.
Who else do we want?
We want you to be there, the listeners.
And Colin Firth.
But yeah, no, we're going to have some guests. If there's any other topics you would like to see us talk about, please head over to the Facebook group. We have got ideas. But if there's anything you're desperate to hear discussed, or any people that you think would really be inspiring or educating, or just really interesting to have on, we'd love to know, because we'd love to talk to people that, you know, haven't been on all the podcasts.
Yeah.
And haven't
To interrupt.
No, it's fine. You carry on.
I was just about to say the same thing. We want to bring people on that maybe have something amazing to say, but don't always get the space to say it. Yeah, I'm not putting other podcasts down, but like you say, we want to get some fresh guests.
Shiny, fresh guests.
And I think that's it for today. It's short but sweet, but as I say, barrel and scrape.
You know.
Can I say that about our own podcast?
I don't think we're barrel and scraping.
I'm still watching TV and I'm still shopping.
I thought you meant you were watching it now, and I was like, come on.
I feel like we've missed a key element of shopping, Liv. You mentioned a potential purchase last week.
Oh, yes.
Can we talk about the bag?
I bought the bag.
And how is it as a new Gucci owner?
I felt really sick. I felt very sick, but I had some lovely messages. I feel like I've saved and I've earned it, and I feel very proud of myself that I got it. But I also feel a little bit like, oh my God. But no, it was lovely. Someone said, enjoy your earning when you can, because you can't take it with you. Someone's granddad said that. So I was like, oh yeah, maybe we'll roll with that to justify these indulgent things.
But it's always about price per wear. So it's just about getting that cost down. Let's see by December what your price per wear is like. Probably
I've used
season.
It twice already. It came 2 days ago.
Okay, I'm not going to say the price per wear yet.
No, it's still probably quite enormous. We're gonna get there though. I'm using it again today, so that's three times.
There we go. Right, I'm going to round it up. If you'd like to review, rate us, or subscribe, it helps other people find us. If you would like to come and hang out with us on the Facebook group, head to facebook.com/groups/thefringeofit.
Yeah, I think that's all the housekeeping for today, Charlotte.
That was a big old kind of housekeeping episode, but I feel like it had to be done.
It had to be done. I feel like I've released some weight off my chest now. I've had a real debrief for the season.
And I will see you in my glad rags next week at the Hoxton Hotel Holborn.
Woohoo!
And hopefully you won't be in your pyjamas.
Hopefully not. We'll see. Can't promise anything.
Have a good week, everyone, and we'll speak to you next week.
Bye!
Bye!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.